Good day. I'm Ann Jui, James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, March 31. Coming up, new property tax rates to take effect April 1. Prime Minister Holness receives final report from CARICOM Review Commission and NWA undertakes multi-million dollar road patching program in St. Elizabeth. The details after the break.
Household expenditure survey. What kind of digging up people business thing this now?
No, ma'am, nothing like that. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica is collecting information on how Jamaicans spend in order to better help us understand the economy.
So, like, what kind of information do you want?
Information on things you spend on, like groceries, bills, clothing, even phone credit. It's all relevant, so save your receipts. And not to worry, your information will only be seen by us and treated confidentially. So remember now, save your receipts.
All right, more running when me sooner next time.
A message from Statin. Now the news. Over 250,000 property owners will benefit from a reduction in their property tax rate or experience no change when the new property tax regime takes effect tomorrow, April 1. The reformed property tax system recently announced by the government will see the land valuation bands increased from 3 to 9 and introduces a flat rate of $1,000 for properties valued at $400,000 and lower. At the maximum end of the scale, properties valued at $18 million and over will be taxed at 1.3%. The new rates are based on the 2013 property valuations carried out by the National Land Agency, NLA, and mean that some persons may experience increases of varying percentages on their property tax. Director of Revenue Enhancement and Resource Mobilization at the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, Calvert Thomas, is encouraging persons to comply with the new property tax regime and pay their property tax.
Property taxes is the main source of funding for the local authorities. Streetlights, property taxes supports the collection and disposal of garbage. We are aware of the need for improved parochial road network. Again, property tax supports that.
Mr. Thomas was speaking at a JIS think tank session Thursday. Meanwhile, persons who are aggrieved about increases to their property tax following the introduction of new property tax rates are being urged to apply for special discretionary relief. Special discretionary relief will allow persons to obtain reductions in their property tax rate after outlining the challenges preventing them from paying the original fee. Director of Revenue Enhancement and Resource Mobilization at the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, Calvert Thomas, says forms for special discretionary relief will be available at the parish councils and tax offices as of next week.
You complete a form, submit it to your local authority, and your case will be considered under the circumstances under which you are functioning. A bipartisan committee consisting of representatives of the church, civil society, the business sector, the local authority, TAJ, and Ministry of Finance will meet and look at the individual circumstances of the person.
Mr. Thomas is urging persons to take advantage of the opportunities to pay their property taxes in installments where applicable. Jamaica's CARICOM Review Commission has submitted its final report to Prime Minister Andrew Holness and the Cabinet for review. The commission, led by former Prime Minister Bruce Golding, comprises 17 members, along with ex officio and support staff from a wide cross-section of sectors in Jamaica, including business, academia, the private sector, and trade union, among others. The body has met with several stakeholder groups, including former prime ministers in the CARICOM region, as well as former secretaries general of CARICOM. Prime Minister Andrew Holness and the cabinet will review the document and its recommendations prior to it being tabled in parliament. The commission began its review in July 2016. The body was formed as part of efforts to position the country to take full advantage of benefits under CARICOM. And the National Works Agency, NWA, has started a multi-million dollar road patching program in St. Elizabeth. Under the program, some 3,000 square meters of road will be targeted at a cost of $6 million. The works started March 10 and the repairs are being undertaken by one of the NWA's force account patching crews. The roads being targeted for patching are Vauxhall to Arcadia, Hodges to Speculation, and Union to Oxford. The program of works is being funded by the Road Maintenance Fund. The NWA is advising motorists and pedestrians to obey all posted warning and directional signs and the instructions of flag persons while patching is in progress. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.